We're on the bottom of Nun Testament Beis, the third to last line, where it says, the quotes from the Mishnah, Bana Bayis Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim. If somebody builds a new house, acquires a new house, or acquires a new Kelim, he makes a Shechianu. So the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Lo Kiyotze Behen. You only make a Shechianu if you don't have that same item. You don't have that same item, or you don't have that same, you don't have it. Then, Abel, Yesh Lo Kiyotze Behen, Ein Tzarech Levarech. But if you have it, you do not have to make the bracha. You don't make the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Yesh Lo Kiyotze Behen, even if you have it, Tzarech Levarech, you have to make the bracha. Rashi explains, how do you have it? You yarshined it. So, why are you making a Shechianu? Because it's the first time that you ever bought it. It's the first time you walk into a store and you buy it, a new house or a suit or something chashuv. It's the first time you bought it. The act of buying, even though you have it already, but you have it because you yarshined it. The first time that you buy it, that's considered very chashuv, and because of that, you have to make a Shechianu. Michlal, so what do we see from here? Dechikana v'chazavakana, that if you buy a suit, and then the next day you go buy another one, that the second time, divrei hakol ein tzarech levarach. You don't make a bracha, because it's not new, and the barn is not new. There's nothing new. The ikad di amri, but there's another shita, there's another version of this machlokes, that has things slightly different. Amar Rav Huna, the first opinion is Rav Huna, lo shanu el shalo kana v'chaza v'kana. The only time you make a Shechianu is where you did not have a situation where you bought and bought again. Meaning, even if you yarshened the suit, but then you went ahead and bought another one, you would make a Shechianu because for you the buying is brand new. And the only time you wouldn't is if you bought another one. Aval kana v'chaza v'kana, but if you bought a suit, waited 2 days and bought another one, ain't tzarech levarech. You would not make a Shechianu because you have one and you bought one. Nothing new to you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, it's even more, so to speak, makel. Afilu kana v'chaza v'kana tzarech levarech. Even if you buy a suit, and then you buy another suit, you still make a Shechianu. Why? Because there's still hanah in buying another suit. Still hanah, it's still special. Just because you have one, it's still special. So he holds, even in that situation, that's how we pass him, by the way. Every time you make a Shechianu, we're going to get to halacha l'maaseh in a minute. Michlal, what do you see from here? The chiyesh lo v'kana, that if you have one, sorry, if you yarshin one, if you have one already from somewhere else, either you yarshin it, you got it as a matana, then v'kana, but you went ahead and bought one, then here, divri hakol tzarech levarach. Everybody agrees, you have to make a new bracha, you have to make a Shechianu. Why? Because the act of buying is new to you. Basically, now the Gemara is going to say that the second version is problematic. Why? Because you have Tanoim that seems to say differently. If somebody builds a house and he does not have a comparable one, or or he buys new clothes and he does not have comparable clothes like that, Tarach Levarach, he has to make a bracha. He has to make a bracha. Yesh lo kiyotze behem, but if he has already the same thing, he just bought another one. Ein tzarech levarech. He does not have to make another bracha. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. That's the Tanakam. Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, no. Ben kachu ben kach tzarech levarech. No matter what, as Rashi says, ben sheyesh bo, ben sheein lo, no matter what, you make a bracha. Now, Bishlom alishna kama. The first version of the Gemara which started on Amud Beis makes sense. Why? Rav Huna kirav Meir, Rav Yochanan kirav Yehuda. Rav Huna said that you don't make a bracha if you inherit one. If you have a suit already that you inherited, and now you're going to buy one, you don't make a bracha. That's exactly what Rav Meir says. And Rav Yehuda says, and Rav Yochanan says, no. The only time you don't make a bracha is if you buy it twice. But if you yarshin the suit, that was the first version. But if you yarshin a suit, and then you go buy a suit, you would make a bracha. That fits in very good with Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yochanan. That's not a problem. El Lishna Basra, but according to the second version, so Bishlam Rav Huna gives Kirb Yehuda, which because he said that in all those cases, in all the cases, you do have to make a bracha. The only time you don't make a Shechianu is if you buy it twice. El Rav Yochanan, the Amar Kaman. But who does Rav Yochanan hold like? Because Rav Yochanan said, even if you buy it twice, you make a bracha. Right? Why? Because it's still special, we said. So who's that like? Lo k'rav Meir v'lo k'rav Yehuda. It's not like neither of them. So the Gemara answers, no. Amalach Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan can tell you who adein d'lo Yehuda kana v'chazav v'kana nami tzarech l'vara. No, Rav Yehuda would agree that even if you buy a suit and then the next day you buy another one, you will still have to make a shechiyon on the second one. Rav Yehuda agrees with that shita. Aye, v'hadaka miflagi b'yeshlo v'kana. So why are they arguing? Why does the Gemara mention the case where they're arguing that the brisa were a case where you had one already that you yarshened? And then you bought another one. And then you bought one. That's the case that the Gemara singles out. Why are they arguing over there? L'hodiach ha'kocha de Rav Meir, to tell you how strict Rav Meir is, how rare it is for him to say Shechiyano according to him, that filu kana v'yeshlo, even if you have a suit already, and then you go buy another one, ein tzarech l'varech. V'kolshkin, certainly, kana v'chazav v'kana de ein tzarech l'varech. Certainly, if you buy one and then get another one a few days later, certainly you're not going to make a Shechiyano. So the Gemara says, v'lif l'gu b'kana v'chazav v'kana de ein tzarech l'varech. Tell me the case tell me the case that they're arguing in by when you buy it twice, that according to Rav Meir ain't tzarech l'varech, and according to Rav Yehuda, yes, you would have to make a bracha in such a case. Why didn't the brisa pick that extreme? And I'll do a kocha to Rav Yehuda, and it'll tell me the extreme of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, koach tehetera adiflei. We had this already once before. We want to, the brisa wants to tell me the koach of a heter. So there's a big shiloh, what's the heter? The heter is that you're not making a bracha? Why is that a heter? It's a big discussion. But Pashtus, the Rav Meir is more, I'm not sure what the word is, it's not mekel, machmer. He's more restrictive in allowing you to make the bracha. That's considered koach of a heter. And therefore we specifically picked the case which demonstrates that principle that he will hold, you will not make a bracha of Shechiyano if you already own the suit and then you go buy another one. The Mechaber paskins that in this case we follow it's a subjective bracha and an ani and an usher have different rules. It'll depend on how you feel whether or not you make this bracha of Shechiyano, how chash of the right. He already quotes that shoes and slippers and shirts, things that are not high-end items, things that are not high-expensive items, you probably will not make a Shechiyano. But then he says, if you're an Ani, and this is something very chashuv too, you should. And then the Ramah says something fascinating. He says, the Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Visha Kasav, She'ein Lomer Kein Al Mina'olim, not on shoes, V'al Begadim, Hanasim Mi'oros Shel Behema. That you should not make a Shechiyano on anything that comes from an animal, because an animal has to be killed for it. So you're making a bracha for an animal that has to be killed. And then he writes, right? So you shouldn't make such a Shechiyanu. And then he says, Vihine Hatam Chalosh Mo, that's a very weak reason not to. The Ein Onira, Mikal Makom, Rabbi Makbidin Al Zeh Shalola Omro. People are very makbid that you shouldn't make such a bracha. Halach Lamaisa, I don't know if we follow this from just thought it's fascinating from Ramah. Okay. Right, so an Ani generally is happier with less.
But it's possible that
right, well. So Tosfos already points out that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos on Amud Beis says that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan of the second version. That even if you have one and then you go to the store, even if you bought one already and you bought one the next day, if it makes you happy, right? It's all subjective. It's a rare situation bracha where it's subjective. It all goes by how you feel, right? If it's your mesameach you, then yes, right. Even if you have it already, right? Okay, so the Gemara said Mavarech al Hara that you make a bracha on bad just like you make a bracha on good. So hechi dami, what's the case? What's for example? Could go for example, the shakal badka ba'are that the rain washed away your land. Afag after tavahilu di day, even though it's going to benefit you later on. Why? The maska are siraton, because it's going to leave over some sediments in the land. The shibcha, and it's going to improve the land. That's in the future. But hashta right now miharahi, it's a bad thing, and you make the bracha of dain ha'emes. And then the Gemara says v'al hatova, and on a good news you make a bracha v'atova meitiv. So hechidam, what's considered good news? Kigon, for example, the ishkach mitzia, you find an item, you find the mitzia, the afagav the rahi liday, even though it could potentially be a bad thing if you find a metzia. Why? Dishama ba malka. Because if the king finds out about it, shakal le mine, he's going to take it from you. Maybe he'll throw you in jail. Maybe he'll harm you. Right? But nevertheless, hashtemiha tovahi. It's still a good thing. Right now, it's good. Right now, you found something. So you make a bracha right now. I could potentially turn into something bad. That's the future. We only make a bracha for the present. Now, the Mishnah had said that ha'isa ishtumu beres. If your wife was pregnant, v'omri he writes on shatei late, and you said he writes on that I should have a boy, hareza tefila shav. That's considered a tefila shav. So the Gemara says v'lo mahani rachmi. Davening doesn't help. Davening doesn't help. The Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks a question. It says in the pasuk v'achar yolda bas, and after Leah had zvulin. The next pasuk says v'achar yolda bas. After she had a daughter, a tikra shmo Dina, and she called her Dina. My ba'acher, what does it mean afterwards? So Amarav la'acher shadona Leah din ba'atzma. After Leah was done, she made a judgment between herself and Hashem. V'amren, she said, Yud beis shot shvatim asidin lateis miYaakov. There are 12 shvatim that are destined. It was a known idea that Yaakov was going to have 12 children. Leah knew it. So she said, Shishiyatsu mimeni, I already have 6. V'arba min hashvachos. And the maid servants already have 4. So Hariasar, that's already 10. Imze zachar, if the baby I'm carrying now is going to be a boy, lotei achosi Rachel ka'achas hashvachos. My sister Rachel will be less than the shvachos. The maximum she'll have is 1. So miyad, so she davened that she shouldn't have a boy. So miyad nahafcha labas, it changed into a girl. Shenemar v'tikra shema Dina. And she called her Dina. So there's a lot of diukim how we know that she originally had a boy. Some say because it doesn't say vatahar bas, that she became pregnant with only the lady was a girl, but not the pregnancy. Others say that it says achar and not acheres in lashon zachar, achar afterwards in lashon zachar, that at that point it was still a boy. Rabbi Razin spoke about this once by Shalosh Shudis, that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that Rachel was pregnant with Dina and Leah was pregnant with Yosef, and the nace was that they switched. And I'm not exactly sure where he gets that from. I remember that was a whole Shal Shudas Torah about the fact that they were switched, and that each one has a chalik in the other, because they were once upon a time in the other. Anyway, so you see from over here that it was after 30 days, it was at a certain time of pregnancy, and Leah davened for what the baby should be. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer, Ein maskir in maisa nisim. Now don't bring me nisim. Yeah, Leah was a different person. Leah was on a different plane. She was playing with different rules. And for her, she can daven for what the baby should be. But an average person, it's already determined, and it's tefillah shav. right, exactly. So Leah was a different person. How could Leah be so mechananis? Because Leah was had different rules. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, okay, we'll say the Mishnah in a minute. The V'ibayseima, another pshat in what Leah did is, Maisa deLeah besoch arba'im yom hava. Leah's davening was before the baby was 40 days old. Kedetanya, Shlosh yomim harishonim, for the first 3 days, that a man and woman are together, yivakish adam rachamim, a person should daven shlo yasriach, that the male semen should not deteriorate, and that the wife should become pregnant, and it should lead to a pregnancy. After 3 days, it rots away, and it's not going to be, it doesn't have the power to have any offspring. So then it's a tefillah shav for that. From 3 days to 40, yivakish rachamim shehei zachar. You can daven that you should have a son or a daughter, or whatever you want, you can daven, because until 40 days, it's not determined. But, once it's 40 days are over, it's tefillah shav. From 40 days to 3 months, yivakesh rachamim, you should daven, shlo yehi sandal, that you should not have a sandal. What's a sandal? A sandal is another pregnancy which comes and destroys the first one, and neither one's going to be miskayim. So basically, it's a way where you're not going to have a baby. But from 3 to 6, that you should daven that you shouldn't have a nefel. And Mishisha V'Yatisha, from 6 months to 9 months, Yivakish Rachamim Shiyetzi B'Shalom. You should daven that the baby should come out healthy. Those are all the tefillos. So Leah daven before it was 40 days, and it was not a problem, it was not an ace. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that, of course, Vafil Achar Abarm Yom Yuchal Lispal Shehavlad Zera Kaima, that the baby should be good, V'Hei Osik B'Mitzvos U'Maisim Tovim. And they should have a baby who's going to do mitzvos and ma'isim tovim. Now you can always daven for. But the only thing you can't daven for is what the baby should be, a boy or a girl. So now the Gemara says, Umi mahani rachami. How could you daven at all, even during the first 40 days? V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Breder of Ami. Ish mazriat tchila. If a man, so to speak, seeds first, you'll let that's nikeva. You'll have a girl. Isha mazriat tchila. If a woman seeds first, so to speak, then you'll let that's zachar. You'll have a boy. What exactly that means is not, it's a big discussion, but it's not for now. And I don't understand what it means, really. Shenemar, because it says, Isha ki sazria, right? It's a play on the words sazria. Literally, it means when she has a baby. But the Gemara is using it as a play on the words. When she was the one that was mazria first, then v'yol dezachar, you'll have a boy. So you see from over here that the minute at conception, it's already decided. At conception, it's already decided. Right? So how could you pray for 40 days? So the Gemara answered, "Hachav ma'askidon kigon shazriu shteim b'vasachas." No, where the man and the woman were mazriya at the same moment, so then you don't know who. So for you, it's not known, and therefore you could dive with whatever you want for the first 40 days. Right? It doesn't mean that the woman's mazriya is rara. It means that she has some kind of secretions during tashmish, which somehow determine what the sex is going to be. I'm not exactly sure. Or doctor, Chaim, you know. Any insight?
Yeah, not for now. It's a separate year.
But anyway, that so and the Torah paskens this way, that since you never know, the average person does not know. Therefore, the average person can always daven for the first 40 days. They can have whatever they want. They're allowed to make such davening.
There are.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting. Okay. Next, the Gemara had said, "Hayibaba derech." That if someone's traveling along the way and he sees and he hears screaming coming from his house, he should not say, "Oh, I hope that's not my house," because it's already a done deal. It is or it isn't. And by you davening, "I hope it's not," is considered a tefillah shav. So Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'Hilel Hazaken. There's a story with Hillel Shoribaba Derech that he was going along the way of a shama called Tzavacha Be'ir, and he heard crying out in the city. Amar, and he said, "Muftach ani she'ein zeh b'sof beisi." I know that that's not coming from my house. How did he know? So I saw in the art school, because Hillel was not that it couldn't have been from his house. It could have been. But Hillel had trained his family to accept whatever came to them with happiness and with calmness, and there would never be screaming in the house. That's all. There would never be screaming. Even if the house was burning down, they would not be screaming. So Hillel knew, "This can't be my house. My house has no screaming going on." Shenam Valava Kasav Omer, Mishmua Ra'a, from bad news, Lo Yira. He's not afraid. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. His heart is proper, and he trusts in Hashem. So it could have been him, and people that trust in Hashem do suffer, no question about it. But what Hillel was saying was, "This can't be me, because we don't scream in my house. So when I hear screaming, I know it's not coming from me." Amar Rava, kol hecha didarashto lahai kra mireishul seifei midarish. If you want to translate, if you want to explain this pasuk, you can do it from the beginning to the end, or miseifei lireishay midrash. You can darshan the pasuk from the end to the beginning. How? Mireishul seifer midrash, mishmur ra lo yira. From bad news, he's not afraid. Ma tam? Why? Nachon libo b'tuach b'Hashem, because he trusts in Hashem. Or miseifer lireishe midrash, nachon libo b'tuach b'Hashem. A person has trust in Hashem, therefore mishmur ra lo yira. He will not be afraid from bad news. It doesn't mean he's not going to hear bad news. That's the medayik. It says he's not going to be afraid. Yeah, you'll hear bad news. But if you accept it with simcha, and if you accept it with understanding that this is what Hashem's rutzon is, that's what a betuach b'Hashem is. That's someone who has trust in Hashem. Hahu Talmuda, some stories now to support that. Hahu Talmuda, da havi ka'azel basredo Rishmol Rabbi Yosi b'shuka de Tzion. There was somebody who was walking with Rabbi Shmuel in the marketplace in Tzion. Chaziyah de kamefachid, and Rabbi Shmuel saw that this person was very afraid. He was nervous. Amalei chata'at, you're obviously a sinner. The ksiv, because it says, Pachadu b'tzion chatoim, right? That the sinners in Tzion are all nervous. They're all afraid. Amalei. So the student said back, "What are you talking about? Voksiv, asha adam afachat tamim. Fortunate is the person who's always afraid." So Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him back, Hahu v'divrei Torah k'siv. That pasuk's talking about Torah, meaning to be afraid for no reason, to be afraid because you're scared about your parnasa, and that's all not proper. Because you should have faith in Hashem, and everything's going to work out. But about your learning, about your mitzvot, you should be on guard. Doesn't mean you should be depressed. You should be on guard, and that's what it means. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is not talking about ordinary life situations, but you should have trust in Hashem. It's specifically talking about your ruchnius. Another story about the same principle. Yehuda bar Nasan havishakol va'azel basrei drav hamnuna. He was following, this Yehuda bar Nasan was following with Hamnuna, Isnach, and he sighed. Amalei, Yisurim bar hu gavra lasuya nafshei. What's the matter? You want pain to come on you? You want Yisurim, tragedy to come on you? Why are you sighing? Dikziv, because it says, Ki pachad, pachadati v'yaisani yashay yagurtu yavoli. The first part of the pasuk is not here, where it says, it talks about sighing. And then it says, because you're afraid. Like, what are you sighing for? Avaksiv, so the person, Yehuda bar Nasan answered back, Ashu adam afachat tamid. What do you mean? It says in the pasuk that somebody who is scared of fears Hashem is always someone who fears Hashem, who is always nervous, who is always afraid, is a good thing. So he gave him the same answer. Who would divrei Torah k'siv? That's talking about the divrei Torah. Fine. The next part of the Mishnah said, "Anichnas l'krach." You should say a certain tefillos. Tana rabbanon bichnisaso mahu omer. What do you say when you go into the city? Yehi ratzon l'fanecha Hashem alakai shidichniseini l'krach zeh l'shalom. That you should bring me to this city in peace. Nichnas, when you actually enter, Amar, you say, thank you, Hashem, right, for bringing me here in peace. Bikei Shalat says, when you're getting ready to leave, that you took me out of here in peace. Yatsa, when you actually leave, Omer mo danil fenach Hashem alakai shehotzitzeni mikrach zeh l'shalom. Ukeshem shehotzitzeni l'shalom kach toli cheni l'shalom. You should take me to my destination in peace. V'sis mecheni l'shalom. Support me in peace. V'tzatzi deni l'shalom. Have my footsteps be in peace. V'tzatzi leini and save me mikaf kol oyev from all enemies v'orev and ambushers v'derech along the way. Amr of Masna loshna el mikrach she'ein danin v'hargin bo. That's only talking about a situation where you're in a city where they don't have trials and they don't have judgments before they kill you. Where they just kill you stam without rhyme or reason, they'll just take you away and kill you. Aval bekrach shadonin v'horgin bo. But if it's a city where the really harm will really come to you because before they kill you, they're going to put you on trial, they're going to have aids in, they're going to have witnesses, they're going to have a trial for you. So then it's not such a dangerous city. These tefillos are not so necessary. And then the Gemara says, I feel a bit crashed on of a hargan bow. Even if it's a city where they have, so to speak, proper justice. Zinden, sometimes you're going to get caught up in the arrest. You're not going to have anybody to defend you. You're not going to be able to get anybody who's going to give you zechusim. And therefore, even in such a city, you can get swept up with the crowd, and you can get misa too. Even in those cities, it's a danger, and you should have to make that bracha. Even with a good attorney. Tanu Rabbanan. Hanichnas l'beis hamerchatz. If you go into the bathhouse, and the Magen Avraham already points out this does not apply today because the bathhouses are not built the same. They used to have a huge fire underneath the floorboards, and it was a sakana if the floorboards cracked. Today, no bathhouses are built this way, and all this doesn't apply. But in those days, it did apply. And then when you went into the bathhouse, you had to say a tefillah that said, that you should save me from this, and when I go out, and I should not have any mishap or any sin. And if I do have such a thing, my death, if God forbid it does happen, my death should be a kapar for all my sins. Amr Abaya said, Lo lema inish hachi. A person should not say such a thing. Why not? To lo liftach pume l'satan. Don't arouse the accusations of the satan. Why? Damr shlakash v'chein tana mishmei d'Rav Yosi. Lo olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. A person should never arouse the accusations of the satan. Amr Yosef, my kra. What's the source for that pasuk? Diksiv. Kima'at sedom kisadom hayinu. We would like sedom. We were compared to Sodom and Amorah. That's what the apostle says in Yeshaya, that the Bnei Israel say about themselves. Mayahadu lehu, the next Mayahadu lehu Navi, what does the next pasuk say, what the Navi says to the Bnei Israel? Shimu devar Hashem kitine Sodom. Listen to Hashem, the nobles of Sodom. The next pasuk already calls the Bnei Israel people of Sodom, because they themselves said they like Sodom. So first of all, the Rosh Hash points out that this, that you do say to a Shechiv Mirat, to someone on his deathbed, you do say the pasuk of, you do say the Lashon of, that if you do die, it should be a kapara. And he wonders why we say that. Because even if we said before, that even if the sword's hanging over your head, you never give up hope. So how could you say this? You're being piv l'satan. And he leaves it at B'tzarachiyan. So the question is, what about the first man to Amr? He didn't hold from the Shita of, he didn't hold from this principle of Tiftach Piv l'satan. Only Abaya did, and he didn't. So I saw the Sefer I have at home, it's called Divrei Shalom, it's written by one of the Rebbeim at Kerem Yavne. So he says as follows. He says that they're arguing in the root, the source of this principle is the pasuk of Sodom, of this pasuk in Yeshaya, where we're compared to Sodom. So one man to Amr holds, the only time this rule applies is when you say it as a vadai. We're like Sodom. That you should not say. That you should not say. But over here, you didn't call yourself evil. You said, and if it happens, it's a possibility, then it should be a kapara. So Abaya holds no. It's a diag. Lo'olam. Never say anything where the Satan's going to have a pesach. Because once you say something, you're like admitting it. So your admission is like testimony of 100 witnesses. We have a principle. So what zechus can be found for you? You admitted it already. We can't do anything for you. The Satan's got you. So he says, La'olam, never say anything. The first man Dama says, not never. The only time you can't is if you say it as a vadai, like by Sodom, like in that pasuk. But if you say it as a maybe it wouldn't be such a problem. What? Right, exactly. So it's self-incrimination. How could you get out of it? Can't plead the fifth in the Shemayim. Hinafak, when you leave the bathhouse, my Omer, what do you say? Omer of Acha, Moda Lidafanach Hashem Alakai, Shaitalti Min Ha'or, that you saved me from the fire, because there was a huge fire underneath, like we said before. Ravu, Ol Libani, Livnei Bani. Ravuhu went to the bathhouse, and Ifchis Beibani Mituse, the floorboards cracked underneath him. It's Rachash Lenisa, a miracle happened, Kam Al Amuda, somehow he was standing on a pillar. The Shaziv Meir Bechad Gavri Bechad Avrei, and he was holding 101 people with his one limb. So Rashi says he was holding one guy, another guy was holding another guy, and they were all chained down of 101 people on a chain like that. And the miracle happened, and the whole thing, and they all survived. Amar Hainad Rav Acha, the Amar Rav Acha, Hainad Amar Rav Acha. That's like Rav Acha said. That's the feeling you should say, that nothing should happen to me. Exactly this story. The next three words are not in the I think they're taken out by the Gra, and we're not going to say them. Now, so the famous Gemara about doctors. Hanichnas lahakiz dam. If somebody goes to the goes to be bloodlet, which we said in olden days that was the doctor. If somebody goes to have bloodlet, Omer he should say, here it's all Hashem Lakai, Hashem She'osek Zalili Rafua, that it should be for Rafua of a Tirpa Eni, and I should be healed. Kikel Rofe Naman Ata, because you are the true doctor. Vurfasecha emes, and your healings are the truth. Right? Lafisha ain't darkin shall be adam larapos. A person should not generally go to the doctor. It's not a normal thing. It's not proper. Ela shenagu, but people go. People go. That's the minhag. The minhag is to go. The last Rashi of the Amud is an unbelievable Rashi. What does he say? Kolomar, lo hayo lehem la'asod b'refuos. Don't be osik in refuos. Ela what? Levakish rachamim. She's just davin. That's all. That's the true refuah. Right, but if you're sick... If you're sick, the true doctor is God. So if you're sick, you daven. Yeah, even Jewish doctors. The Rambam says this only applies to people that are extremely on a very, very high level, and the average person. Abaye is going to change it all in a minute. But that's even at this stage of the game, where Rashi seems to imply you should not go. Rambam says it's only talking about really special people. The average person can't accept that if they're sick, that you should just daven. And anyway, Omar Abaya, lo lema in a shachri. A person should not say that. Why not? The tiny very Rishmol, it says in the pasuk for rapa yirape. Right? The double lashon, if you get sick, if someone hurts you and you have to go to the doctor, the guy has to pay the doctor bills. So why is there a double lashon for rapa yirape? It should just say, he pays the doctor bills. Mikan, shnit l'rishus l'rafa l'rapa. That the doctor has permission. It's not just permission, it's a duty. A person would be neglecting his duty if he just sat and davened all day when he was sick and did not go to seek treatment. But he should know that the true doctor is really Hashem. That's what he should know. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this tefillah, it should be said even today that it applies even today. Find it in 1 second. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Lamed, the Bechaber says, "Hanichnas lahakis dam omer here it's on for Hashem lakai." He quotes exactly this Gemara, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin dechol midei refu yomateh." Whenever you go to the doctor, you should take such a thing. He doesn't say, he's not saying not to go. Of course, we hold you do go. But you should just know that deep down, it's really Hashem who's providing the refuah, and you should acknowledge that when you go to the doctor. You should know that it's all from Hashem, but certainly you should go, and it's important to do that. Now, kikoi my omer. So what should you say? So the Gemara says omer vacha baruch rofe chinam. Fine. If somebody goes to the bathroom, Omer, he should say, so who should he say this to? Rashi says, he say this to the angels that accompany you wherever you go. Omer, he should say to them, Hischabdu michubadim, my honored ones. Kedoshim, Misharse Elyon, the holy ones from the service of Hashem. Tnu kavod l'lekei Yisrael, give kavod to Hashem. Herfu mimeni, leave me now. Achechanez eser etzoni ve'eva aleichem. Let me go, and I have to do my duty, and then I'll come back to you. Amar Abaye, lo leme in a shachi. A person should not say such a thing. Why not? Til mashavki leiv ozli. That maybe they'll leave, and they won't come back. And based on this Abaya, this member of Abaya, some people say that on Friday night, you should not say tzeitzchem l'shalom. Tell them to leave. So many Achronim say, no, you're not telling them to leave. They're going to leave anyway. But if they leave, at least leave b'shalom. At least they should be happy that they came home and saw the house. Right? That's what it says. The Malachim escort you, and if they see the house in a nice way, they give you a bracha, and if not. So you're saying, at least if you leave, at least give me a bracha. But some said you shouldn't say tzeitzchem l'shalom, because the Bayis says, don't send them away. Elo lema, you should say, shamruni, guard me, as runi, help me, samchuni, support me. But support me, hamtinuli. Wait for me, hamtinuli. Wait for me, ache ekanez ve'ete, until I leave. Shekein darkan shel b'nei adam, because I'm going to do what everyone else, all human beings, have to do this. Ki nafak, when you leave the bathroom, Omer, you should say Baruch Hashem Yotzer to Adam b'chachma, Hashem who created me b'chachma. What does b'chachma mean? Either that He created a person that has chachma, or He created man with chachma, meaning He created man ready. Man was created last. Everything was ready for him. That's the chachma. Hashem created man with all the world at his fingertips. That's the chachma of Hashem, or it's the chachma that man has chachma. Man has intelligence. Ubarbor nekavim, the kavim had created Hashem. Hashem created me with different cavities. Chalolim. Right, our guess is chalulim. Galiv yadol lefnei kivodecha. It's known before you, Hashem, that if one of the closed organs, like Rashi says, the heart or the stomach, if one of those would open, or one of the open organs, like the nose or the mouth, would close, it would be impossible to survive. My chasim, how do you finish off that bracha? Amar Rav, rofe cholim. Rav said, you should tell you, rofe cholim. Amar Shmuel, kashavinu abba l'kuli alma ketzire. Abba, Rav, you're making everybody into sick people. Not everybody's sick. It's not a bracha we say when you're sick. It's a bracha you say when you go to the bathroom. Elawat, rofe kol basar. You should say rofe kol basar. We're not cholim, but rofe kol basar. Rav Sheshet Omer mafli la'atzos. You should say mafli la'atzos. Hashem creates wonders. Because if you ever think about the human body, it's truly a wonder. Rashi gives one example that an oval kli, if you put a hole in it, everything will spill out. But a person has, his whole body is a hole, right? He has pores, and nothing spills out. There's one small little idea of how the body is so miraculous. I'm a flila atzos.
The Medrash Tanchuma says the gematria of cholulim
is 248, right? It's ramach. Right. That's why the girsa should be cholulim, not chalolim. Right. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says hilcha. Therefore, nimrinu l'tavayu. Say both. So rofe kol basar mafila atzos. Like the fifth time that Rav Papa's come along and said, one person says this and one person says that. So Rav Papa says say both. It's at least the fifth time that Rav Papa's done that in the past 3 days. I don't know what the significance of that is. I don't know what Rav Papa was interested in combining shitos. I'm sure someone said something about it. We'll try to do research. Rofe kol basar mafila atzos. Fine. Hanichnas lishon. If somebody goes to sleep, al mitaso on his bed, and this is only at night. The Mechaber points out, we hold this only, if you take a nap in the afternoon, you do not say this. Omer, you say, Mishma Yisrael ad v'hoyim Shemoah. You say from Shema until v'hoyim Shemoah. It does not mean you're saying the Torah from Shema in Parashas Veschanan until v'hoyim Shemoah, in the end of Parashas Zekah. It's like 100 psukim. It means you say Shema, like you say in the Siddur, to include Baruch Shem Kavod, which we say in the Siddur. V'omer, and you say, Baruch HaMapel Chevel Yishena Alinoi, bless Hashem who put the bonds of sleep on my eyes, who snuma alaf apay, and slumber on my eyelids, umeil ishan bas oyin, he lit up my eyelids. You say that because Misa is 1/60th of death, so it shouldn't be that. It should just be sleep. You're telling for nacha Hashem lakai shdish kivein lo shalom b'sei chalki b'sor b'secha b'sagalein de mitzvah v'al tagalein de avera v'al tivein lo de chay v'lo de avon v'lo de nisayin v'lo de bizayon v'yishal b'yetz ha'tov v'al yishal b'yetz ha'hara v'shat v'lein b'pegara b'chaloim roim v'ayim haluni b'chalomos roim v'yehurim roim v'tei mitasi shleim lo fanecha, that means you shouldn't have bad children, v'yir enei perishon, my eyes should light up so I shouldn't die. That's again a reference to the fact that sleep is the 60th of death. Perishon hamaves. So I understand why when you go to sleep you should daven, you shouldn't have bad dreams and you shouldn't have anything bad happen to you. Why are you davening for Torah? So the pshat is that you're supposed to serve Hashem 24/7, but when you're sleeping you can't. So you're mentioning all that about Torah to acknowledge the only reason I'm not doing any of that is because I can't. I gotta go to sleep. No, the person can't live without sleep. So I just want you to know, Hashem, that I really was thinking about it. I'm thinking about Torah. I want brachas of Torah and brachas of mitzvahs and brachas of chizak. Even though I physically can't, I just want you to know it's only because I physically can't. No other reason.
But what if you worry about doing averus if you're sleeping?
No, you're not worried about doing averus.
That's what it says. But
well, you shouldn't visit me with bad dreams, bad thoughts. Am I right? You can have that when you're sleeping.
It says, I'll tell you later, the averus, the faith, but you're
sleeping. That's all times. All times, right? He's saying it before you go to sleep to acknowledge that the only reason that I'm not going to be serving you and fighting the Yetzer myself is because I'm sleeping. That's why he's saying it now. You're right. You don't visit me with bad dreams and bad thoughts. That happens when you sleep. So that I don't want. Right. Everything else is all because you're going to sleep. You want to tell Hashem, this is how I feel about you. Kimisar, when you wake up, Ober Elokai Neshama Shenatati Bi Tahora, Ata Yitzarta Bi, you create, you form me, Ata Nafachta Bi, you blew Neshama into me, Ata Meshama Bikir Bi, you guard me, Vata Asid Litlo Mimani Lach Zero Bi Lasid Lavo. And you will, one upon a time, in the future, return my Neshama to me at Tchias Amesim. Kolzman Shana Neshama Bikir Bi, right, Modo Lil Fanecha Hashem Elokai Velkei Vasai, Ron Kol Olamim, Adon Kol Hashamos, Rokhato Hashem, Machzin Neshamos of Gar Mesim. Fine. Kishna, the Gemara is going to go through all the Brechat HaShachar. Kishama kol tarnagola, when you hear the rooster crow, Olema baruch asher nasa lasech vivina, you gave the rooster das, lahavkin ben yomu ben loyla, ki pasach ene, lema baruch pekech ivrim, by blessed Hashem, who opens up the eyes, ki toritz, when you sit up, the yosef, and you're ready to go, lema baruch mater azurim, right, you unbind those that are tied, ki lovish, when you get dressed, lema baruch malbish arumim, ki zokif, when you sit up, lema baruch zokif kefufim, Kinoch is la'aru, when you put your feet on the ground. Leima baruch roka aret alamayim. Kimaski, when you're getting ready to go. Leima baruch ameichim mitzadei gover, right? You support the walk of the feet, the footsteps of man. Kisayim misane, when you put on your shoes. Leima baruch sha'asuli called tzarki, right? Hashem gave me all my needs. Why is that shoes? Because without shoes, you can't go anywhere. You can't leave the house, really. So you can't do your duties, you can't do your tzrachim without shoes. Ki asar hamyane, when you put on your belt, lema baruch ozer Yisrael begvura. Hashem girds Jews with gvura. Why is this to single out Jews? It's people too, because it's more than just keeping your pants up. It symbolizes strength. It's like a soldier who has a belt of weapons. It symbolizes strength. It symbolizes Ratzon Hashem. It's more than just a physical belt to keep your pants up. Kippar sudra al reshe, when you put your hat on, your something to cover your head. Lema baruch oter Yisrael b'sifara. Kibasatif b'tzitzis, when you put on tzitzis. Lema baruch asher kereshana b'matosif v'tzivanu lesatif b'tzitzis. Kimanach tefillin, when you put on tefillin adrei of your arm. Lema baruch asher kereshana b'matosif v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. Al reshe, when you put on your head. Lema baruch asher kereshana b'matosif v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. So Tosfos already, Tosfos asher kereshana points out, he questions the shita of only saying one bracha. In Menachos it says that the only time you say two brachos is if you talk in between. Here it doesn't seem to imply that. It doesn't seem to imply that it's talking about if you talk in between, which leads to the whole machlokas about how many brachos you say on tefillin.
If you put on Rosh Yerbe, no, make two separate brachos.
I don't think that has anything to do. They don't make a bracha on the Rebbeinu Tam tefillin. No. Oh, so in the olden days, the olden days they used to do it as they performed each act. But I think the Mechaber already points out, the Mefarshim points out that when you do these acts, your hands are still dirty. You didn't wash the tefillin daim yet. You just got up. Some people didn't know the nisuch of the brachos, so they were misakein. Say everything in shul. Say everything in shul, and that way you're safe. The Mishnah Berurah does point out you shouldn't delay. You shouldn't wait 3 hours and then say them, even if you're up. You should try to say them right away as soon as you can. But you can wait till you. Now the last one here is kimasha yade leima bracha shekirushalayim b'tzotzim b'tzotzim al natilas tzidayim. Right, but really that's the first one that you should make, and then you can get ready and say everything else. And even if they don't apply to you, you'll say them all. A blind person says pokeach ivrim. If you don't have a hat, if you don't have shoes, you say all the brachos today. We say everything today because the reason is it's not a personal bracha. It's you recognizing that it's in creation. So even if someone's blind, but other people can't see. Other people have belt. Other people have everything. So if one person doesn't have it, he still says all the brachos. There are a few brachas that are missing here. Shalos Hani Goy, Shalos Hani Isha, Shalos Hani Eved. They all appear in Gemara Menachos, and that completes all the brachas. Kimashi Ape, when you wash your face, Leiba Baruch Hamar B'chevli Shena Me'enai, right, Hashem, you remove the bonds of sleep, Ustumo Me'af Apai, V'yir Tzalom Fanach Hashem, L'kai Shetagi Leina B'tzor Rezecha, V'dab Keni B'mitzvah Zecha, V'al Tivein Lo De Chet, Lo De Avon, Lo De Nisayon, Lo De Bitzayon, the Kofes Yitzri, L'shtabit Lach, you should subdue my Yetzer to serve you, keep me away from bad people, and we cover from bad friends, fine. Then we said, Chayv Adam Levarech. He has to make a bracha on bad news, just like on good news. So the Gemara says, My Chayv Levarech al Ra, Kishem Shemarach al Tova. What does that mean, Kishem? Just like I make a bracha on good news, I make a bracha on bad news. What does that mean? Ilam b'kishem shavarach al tova hatova meitiv. Kach mavarach al ra tova meitiv. Just like I make a bracha on bad news hatova a good news hatova meitiv. I have to make a bracha on bad news hatova meitiv. But non al basuras tovas omar tova meitiv. Al basuras ros omar barach dynamis. Make a dynamis on bad news. What does it mean? Kishem omar rava l'mitzrachel el kablinhu b'simcha. You have to accept it with simcha. That just like you were so excited about good news b'simcha. You should say the same bracha of Hatov of Zayin Ha'emes with Simcha. We read this already once, but it's kedai to read it again. So the Mechaber paskins that way. Chayv Adam Levarach Al Harah B'Dash Shlema B'Nefesh Chafetza. You should daven for bad. You should say a bracha for bad things with Shlemus and with understanding. Kederach Shemavarach B'Simcha Al Hatova. Just like you'll make a bracha on Simcha. We did this Mishnah Berurah once again. It's kedai to go do it again. He says, "Kibe emes," because in truth, kol yisurin, all suffering, bein beguf, bein bemamon, whether it's good, whether it's about physical or monetary, who are kol kapara al havon, it's all a kapara. Kedai shelo yitzorich lehisyasel asid lavo. I should suffer now. I won't have to suffer later. The suffering later is worse, and you should acknowledge that and make this bracha. And that leads into the exact next Gemara, which is, before we get to that Gemara, we'll just go on a side. Now, Amar V'Acha B'Shur M'Levi, Maikra. What Pasuk supports they should make a bracha on good and bad the same exact way? Chesed U'Mishpat, Maikra. Because it says in the Pasuk, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira Lach Hashem Azamra. Im Chesed Ashira, if it's Chesed, I'll sing. V'Im Mishpat Ashira, and even if it's judgment, even if it's strictness, I'll sing too. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer Mehacha, Ba'Hashem Akalal Davar, Be'Elokim Akalal Davar, Ba'Hashem Akalal Davar, which is Midas Chesed, and Zu Midas Tova, Be'Elokim Akalal Davar, and even if it's Elokim, which is Zu Midas Peronius, right? That's Midas of Din. Even that I'll sing, I'll praise. Rav Tancham Omer Mehacha, Kosi Shuvas Esav, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra, Tzar V'Yogan Emsav, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra. No matter what the situation, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra. Hashem nasav, Hashem lakach, Hashem gives, Hashem takes, no matter what. Yishem Hashem mavorach, Hashem is still blessed. All these talk about the same idea. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Mishom Rav Meir, Mechetan Mishom Rav Kiva. This is what you were saying, Yoni. Lolami the Adam Ragel Lomar, a person should be Ragel to say, Kol the Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid. Whatever Hashem does for the good. Kiyad Rabbi Akiva, a famous story, David Ka'azel Ba'orcha, he was going along the way, Matalahi Masa, he came to a certain city, Boy Ushpizia, he wanted to find a place to sleep, wanted to find an inn. Lo Yahabile, there was no room at the inn. Amri said, call the Avi Rahman al-Atav. Whatever Hashem does is for the best. Azal Ubas Bidabri, he went to sleep out in the field. Vavi Bahade Tarnagola, and he had with him a chicken, Vichamra, and a donkey, Vishraga, and a torch. Asa Zika, the wind came, Kavye, Lashraga, and it blew out the torch. Asa Shunru, a cat came, Achle Tarnagola, it ate the chicken. Asa Arye, a lion came, Achle Lachamra, and it killed the donkey. Amr, he said, doesn't make a difference, called the Avid Rahman al-Atav, Tavbe. Right, Belila, that night, Asa Gaisa, an army came, a troop came, Shavye Lamasa, and captured the whole city. Mistama, the whole city was destroyed, or people were taken prisoner, people were killed. Amaluhu, so he said to them, so who's to them? So it must be do people with it, Rabbi Akiva, and he said this to them. Lav Amri, didn't I say, Lechu kol mais shasa kadosh baruch hu hakol letova? Didn't I say that everything happens for the good? So you see from here, everything happens for the good. So I was thinking maybe that, obviously this is a very extreme case, because it's the good is so obvious in the story. And maybe that's the point. It's always good, we just don't always see it. The Gemara gives an obvious case to teach the principle that everything is good, we just have to look for it, and we just have to know that that's true. Oh, they said he didn't have time.